The Warriors winding down the regular season with the NBA playoffs around the corner and hosting the Utah Jazz, a team also bound for the playoffs. Stephen Curry delivering a game-high 28 points with 6 three-pointers and 30 minutes of action, while Kevin Durant with a solid 16 points and 10 rebounds on the evening with some strong drives. And the bench handling much of the late game minutes. JaVale McGee with 11 points in this one, but Utah pulls away for the win, 105-99 the final. Here's Coach Kerr in the postgame.
They got 12 more field goal attempts than us. That was the difference in the game. We actually outshot them 49% to 44, 45%. The free throws were about even, but you give a team 12 more field goal attempts, it's difficult to win. And that was basically a result of the 14 offensive boards they had. So, we may see this team. Obviously we both need to win a first round series to get there, but they're a good team. 50 wins. That's a hell of an accomplishment, considering where their team was a few years ago. They've done a really good job there building the roster, coaching. It's a really solid team. They did a nice job. They earned the win tonight.
Did you play Steph and KD a little bit longer than 25, 26 minutes because you wanted them to get their conditioning back after Steph missing last game and KD missing those 19?
I wanted to get KD. I wanted to have him around 32, which we did. And Steph, I just wanted to give him his usual run, but I didn't want him to finish the game. He played, he played the whole third quarter, had a great run, shot the ball well. Right at 30 minutes, playoffs start Saturday or Sunday, no point in bringing him back and risking anything.
Was it a good sign or whatever you want to call it that Steph and Durant are comfortable together out there?
Yeah, it was good. That was part of the idea tonight was to get them as many minutes together as possible. So we left KD out there longer than we did last game in terms of the his runs. So both first and third quarter, I think they got about 10 minutes of action together.
Do you say anything to a guy like Ian after a game like tonight? I mean, obviously the game didn't mean much, but I know he wanted to be better than he was.
No. This is part of being in the NBA. Ian's had such a good run last month or so. He's been in a good groove. Just one of those nights.
Now let's listen into what Stephen Curry had to say in the postgame.
Steph, in a game like this where winning is not the main goal, you just want to try and work through the process. What do you specifically try and work on in your game in terms of a game like this?
You can get a sense of just, you don't want to look ahead, obviously, past the first round. We have work to do, but there's a chance we could play Utah down the road. Kind of want to keep a mental Rolodex of things that they do well. But our goal was just to try to execute some of the sets that we wanted to run. Defensively, didn't start off the game well, but figured out how to kind of lock in and get a couple stops in a row that we'll need in the playoffs. And really, it's just continue your flow and rhythm, shooting the ball and how you see the floor, trying to make plays.
Steph, in some ways, do you feel like you guys are in a little bit better spot right now as opposed to this time a year ago, just in terms of rest and how you guys are kind of peaking at the right time?
I would have said the same thing last year, or we did say the same thing last year when we were trying to chase 73, that it was a good thing for us to keep winning and this and that. This year is different, and the mindset is the situation is what it is this year. We're finishing the season on a high note. Just the streak we put together, getting everybody healthy. We'll have one chance on Wednesday to think the plan is to have everybody available for however many minutes, just to try certain lineups and make sure we have a good flow going into Saturday. But other than that, there's a little less hoopla around going into the final stretch of the regular season, which I think could be a good thing.
Steph, you've been personally in a rhythm, in the zone for like the last couple of weeks. Are you just begging for the playoffs to start right now?
Yeah, we're excited about it. It's obviously that time of year. You can kind of feel it, but there's one last game to you know focus on, and there's a certain point down the stretch of the season that you want to just fast forward to get to the playoffs. And now that we're right knocking on the door, it is an exciting feeling, and everything we do these next 5-6 days before game one is important, whether it's how you get your body rested, how you maintain your rhythm in practice, after this last game leading up to game one, and just your mindset getting into that playoff intensity that we know and we're going to expect.
Steph, what were your emotions at the end of the game, knowing all that we've talked about so far? Just watching this game unfold, it was an exciting game. It's competitive. Jazz are a good team, and you guys, the competitor in you, wants to be out there in the end, try to win that game. Although you were probably enjoying seeing the effort of some of your teammates as well.
I knew Coach was going to regulate minutes. I actually expected to play a little bit in the fourth. Like you said, when you get in the heat of the battle of the game, when he comes over and tells you you're done, it kind of catches you off guard, and you have a certain reaction to it. But then obviously realize the big picture. But like you said, there are guys down the stretch that kept it competitive, had a chance to get over the hump and maybe win the game. But at the end of the day, everybody's out there trying to have an impact on the game, and we understand that that's going to be huge for us in the playoffs.
Coming up next for the Warriors, it is the final game of the regular season, which will also be fan night here at home with the Warriors hosting the Los Angeles Lakers. At Oracle Arena, I'm Lawrence Scott.